The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool?
See,
they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I am, of course, your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my evil producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm here. Hi, everybody. What's going on? It's The Rack Extra.
He's evil. He's so evil. But you know what else is evil? The fact that we are only two episodes away from the finale of Total Divas. That makes me so sad.
It's going on hiatus, and that means this show goes on hiatus, and then you don't get up, you don't kick it up on all your Kool-Aids. Yeah,
it's just no fun, but, well, at least we can celebrate the last two episodes, which includes episode 14. So we're going to bring you all the dirt on what the Divas were up to this week right after the break.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
On December 21st, join your only Excuse Me Home on a Saturday night, CB Radio, for That Christmas Show. Celebrate the Christmas season with your favorite bunch of wrenches as we give you all the weird, wacky, and unusual that Christmas can possibly bring, including trivia games, Christmas music, and of course, Subway's 12 Days of Christmas.
12th day of Christmas, what part of it to me? 12 golden thongs, 11 angry RPers, 10 bottles of Faygo, 9 pieces of the plug, 8 role plays in my mailbox, 7 packs of paper, 6 horrible care of my daughter.
Be a part of all the fun that CB Radio's That Christmas Show can bring live Saturday night, December 21st. Only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns,
after 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
to the shocking moment. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Law Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
I'm Santino Marella.
I'm going to prove to you and everyone else that I am the greatest intercontinental champion, eh? Of all the time!
And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
And we are back with episode 14, and we are at John and Nikki's house. We're
John's house.
It's Nikki and John's house. They both live there now. But John's twitching. Why is John twitching?
His arm is twitching up and down again. It's the muscle stimulator we talked about last week gimmick.
Oh dear.
His, you know, he's pumping the fluids. And now she wants to do the boob test.
And he's willing to risk it, which, you know, for science is important. I hope he realizes that if he breaks it, he pays for it.
I think he's okay with that. And now she's playing with his boobs.
This is getting kinky.
It is getting kinky.
And then John scares the ever-living crap out of her.
He fakes heart attack.
And now they make out.
And then they make out, because that's what they do. And now we are in CrossFit.
In Phoenix, with Bree and Daniel. And of course, you know, we have to get that up-close view of Bree's ass.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with her ass. There's Daniel Bryan. As they're doing some CrossFit. Look at Brian go.
Go, Brian, go!
And Brian's talking about how John would laugh at this workout.
Is it wrong that I'm looking at her weight in comparison to his weight? And I'm just like, That's a stark contrast.
Right? Well, yeah. Bree's talking about how she's been on her own for a few months now and without Nikki, and there's a lot of pressure on her. She has a lot to prove.
Well, she does have a lot to prove, and you know what? She's got a big title match at Night of Champions. She's got the four-way.
Right.
And, you know, basically she's talking about the pressure and can redo it without Nikki.
Brian
there should be Divas Tag Team Champions, but yeah, they've got enough people, they could do it.
They do. But yeah, Brian Thorpe, there's no Divas Tag Titles. It's Brie. You gotta be singles to succeed in wrestling.
Yep. Is Brian wearing a headband?
Yes. Yes, he is. Or something to tie up his hair.
And now we're back in Tampa with Natty and TJ. Oh, and one of the cats left a present.
Charlotte left a present. It was a dead lizard.
Well, yeah, Charlotte killed it and, you know, brought it to Natty and TJ, and there's Gizzy.
Right.
I'm sorry, that cat looks like it would mess, like, just face up if he could. And now she's putting a Santa hat on the cat. And again, Gizmo looks like he's about to take someone's face off.
Right. Now she's putting the beard on Gizmo. As it's Christmas in July.
And TJ's like, he doesn't like that baby. Take it off.
Right.
Oh, somebody's going ring shopping. Who's Trinity and John are going ring shopping, and she's dragging him in there.
He doesn't want to go, and now they're being dragged in.
I thought she had an engagement ring.
I guess not. Maybe they're looking for something more expensive. Ah.
Oh, so she's replacing it. She's replacing the setting.
Right. She wants something she really likes. And now that he's making money, he can buy something big time.
Yep. Oh, $12,000. We're getting in the big money now, and he about faints at that price. John Uso needs a slimmy.
Right. He definitely needs a slimmy.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like the one she picked out.
She's the one. I gotta wear the one for the next lifetime, and he just makes a face. It was tremendous.
Yeah.
Now we're in Viva Las Vegas with Natty and Eva Marie.
In her special white attire. And now we get the announcement that, you know, TJ is coming back out on the road. Mm-hmm. He's cleared.
Natty's very excited that TJ's coming back on the road. And yeah, Eva Marie's wearing that white, ridiculous outfit she was wearing that one night.
Before she got the green, which really isn't much better.
No.
And now we see the Bellas.
Wow. Her sister basically called her a slut.
And Nikki's saying that, you know, or Brie said that Nikki's having more fun being a housewife than being a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about, you know, not having sex. And the makeup artist is like, oh my! The poor makeup artist.
Right. And then we have a six diva contest.
And again, Eva, she looks so stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And now we see Brie wrestling. She's facing Oksana.
Hey, it's
and
AJ.
There's... It's an AJ!
some nice back and forth between Brie and AJ from the match. And then we see AJ get planted in the ring. And the Divas win by DQ.
Wait. Did Brie just say she's the strongest diva on the roster?
I
love you, honey, but no.
No. Now we're rolling up with the Uso and... Are we at the parlor?
She's getting her hair did, y'all.
Her hair is getting did. And Uso is...
And she's cutting it all off.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
So she's probably getting... She's probably going to wear a wig.
Probably getting extensions put in. Because look at her there. She has very long hair, and now she's getting it all did up.
And Trinity's talking about how she's got a photo shoot for Jet Magazine, and she's very honored, and rightfully so. Congratulations to Trinity. She took a man to the beauty parlor. That's amazing.
Yep.
I love the look they all give him.
She's like, everyone. She wants to do a two-piece. He's like, everyone doesn't. Everyone does two-piece. You do something different. They're now talking about all with the hairdressers to shoot for Jet Magazine. Oh, black ladies in the beauty parlor. It's tremendous. Some
genius.
And
now we're back in Tampa with Natty. She's in the car. She's getting a phone call. And uh-oh, there's problems at home. Gizmo's sick.
Gizmo is passed out sick. And Natty's upset and... Yeah.
Natty's trying to get home. She's upset.
They're trying to get Gizmo to the vet as quick as possible at this point. Gizmo has kidney problems.
He's a sick kitty.
Yes. They're very scared and they're quickly getting... Gizmo to the vet.
Natty is extremely upset. TJ's upset. They're taking him to the vet. You know, they're handing him off to the vet. And now it's kind of a waiting game. Natty is very upset. She's crying.
And then we're getting teasers for coming up later in the show. Talking to Brie. And Nikki.
And oh, Nikki gets a warning.
And there's issues with the cat, and which we'll get into. Alright. Before we really get into the meat of what we just saw, let's put it out there. There's going to be some real moments with Natty and TJ throughout the show when it comes to the cat and the health. And there's a spoiler alert, the cat is not going to make it.
No, so we will talk about it, but we are not going to go in depth with it, I think.
This show is all about humor, and that's not humor. Now, that being said, humor part of the show is the Uso at the hair salon.
Oh, and I have a feeling we're going to get more stuff between Trinity and John this episode, which is going to be amazing.
Yeah. So we always do, what do we learn? What did we learn?
Well, Trinity's getting a new engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
and she's doing a shoot for Jet Magazine, and well, John doesn't like the idea of her doing the shoot in a two-piece.
Okay. Does he see, doesn't he not see what she wears on TV?
But she's mostly covered on TV. If you actually look at what she wears, she's either covered top or bottom most of the time.
But there's a lot of openness in what she wears. It's like basically wearing a bikini, except for there's pants part of it, but there's a lot of holes in her pants.
But she's still, the majority of her is covered.
Right, that's true.
Basically, she's in a bikini, you're not as covered, especially given Trinity's assets. A normal bikini wouldn't fit her.
Yeah, her potatoes would be hanging out, yes.
Her potatoes and her bum would be hanging out. And that's not a bad thing. She's a beautiful woman. It's just a normal bikini would not fit her like it would fit a normal woman. So it's something of, I can see why he would be a little concerned, because, you know, that's his girlfriend. He doesn't want people seeing her like that. But, well, she's also a beautiful woman, and she has a right to show off her body.
And we're back in Tampa with the Bellas.
And they're going shopping for stuffs. And basically, Nikki is buying stuff to decorate John's house with.
Right.
And apparently, Nikki is
lactose, and they're talking about farting.
And apparently, Bree let one go in front of Brian and blamed it on her feet.
How do you blame? Wow. Okay, you blame your feet for farting. I just.
I've been thinking for 3 years. Has she never done that in front of him before?
Apparently not. Bree's questioning Nikki's drive to get back in the ring.
And, oh, Bree's jealousy is showing through a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She wants to smash Nikki in the head with a guitar. Fantastic.
Because, you know, Nikki's not ready to come back.
Right.
Now we're in Cleveland, Ohio for Monday Night Raw.
I just love that they showed an AJ Lee sign on Total Divas. It was tremendous.
Right?
Hey, there was JoJo. We saw JoJo.
For 5 seconds!
Not even that.
And now we see Miss Ariane getting her makeup done, and Eva's talking about having a bruise on her boob.
Wow.
I have no words for that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, apparently her man was sucking on her, you know, boob area.
No, apparently she got it from, you know, rolling around in the ring, but it looks like her man was, you know.
Yeah. And now now the seriousness that Gizmo has a... They're talking about putting the cat asleep.
Basically, what's happened is Gizmo has suffered a stroke. He's paralyzed, partially paralyzed, and she's just talking to the vet and TJ, and they say that the kindest thing that they can do for Gizmo is to euthanize him so he's not suffering anymore. And that's got to be extremely hard for them, you know, being in Cleveland and being so far away when he's in Tampa.
Right.
Because it's something that it hangs over you, and it's like you've got to deal, and you just want to deal with it as fast as you can.
Right.
You don't want to be around people. Like, if you've ever lost a pet, if anybody out there has ever lost a pet, you can definitely empathize with Natty and TJ and understand what's going on.
Right. And TJ was basically telling Natty that here at work, we don't try to show emotion. because it's a sign of weakness at work.
Right.
Now the Funkadactyls are meeting with Mark and have talent relations.
Hi, Roman.
Trinity is getting a love interest.
They don't know who it's with, but basically Mark is, you know, telling her about the storyline. And she's very excited, and rightfully so.
With another WWE superstar after Night of Champions. Well, yeah. So it looks like they had an idea for Trinity. Ariane's all about, we may get more TV time out of this. And now she's smacking her ass.
She's dancing with her. And now we see all the girls backstage. They're all getting ready. Hey, it's an Eric Rowan!
And a Ricardo.
And a Ricardo!
Twice.
I think it's kind of cute that Eric just like saw the camera and immediately went into character.
Right?
It's like, oh crap. Runs away. And now they're talking about
shoes.
Nikki's $7,000 sparkly Louboutins with her sparkly dress. And I will admit, I'm kind of envious of the dress. I kind of want it. The shoes, not so much, but the dress, I kind of want.
Oh, if you have the dress, you gotta have the sparkly shoes. You do.
I don't know. Sparkly shoes aren't my thing.
Oh, you totally need to make it your thing.
And now we see a triple threat with Trinity, Natty, and Brie on Monday Night Raw. We see all the girls out at ringside. Notice how Natty is wearing her black pants while she's in the ring with Trinity.
Hey, it's an AJ. AJ snapping. She's beating up Divas.
Hello, AJ in jeans.
Right? And Brie takes her out.
Smeared lipstick and all.
Now they're talking about, hey, JoJo again. They're talking about how
JoJo
Brie
gets to talk!
Right, Brie. Mark's basically saying, we can't wait. They need her to move forward. And Nikki's like, huh? Nikki's having no part of this. She's not happy about this. The talk of, you know, maybe going on her own. We're at SmackDown. Hey, how about that? They acknowledge SmackDown.
But yeah, Nikki gets a warning. Because originally, well, we'll get into it on the break about her injury. But yeah, so now we're back with Natty and TJ, and TJ is making his return. He's back 3 months early. And they're still upset about Gizmo, and I really like Natty's top.
It's sparkly.
I wish I could pull something off like that.
It's sparkly.
Is that a Bo Dallas in the background?
I don't know. And now TJ's breaking down a little bit.
Natty basically said this is for Gizmo.
And he's trying to keep it together, but he's breaking down a little bit.
He doesn't think he can go out there. Things are gonna get interesting.
Ooh, we're gonna get some drama coming.
Ooh, things are coming. Ouch. But before we delve into what's coming, let's talk about the Nikki Bark Brie thing.
Go ahead.
So basically the situation was, you know, Brie had a singles match And Nikki was commenting to Mark that, you know, Brie really shines, and Mark commented to Nikki, well, you know, this is a constant move forward, fast-paced business, and basically he told her, you need to get on the ball or you're going to get left behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as the Bellows are concerned, and, you know, to be fair, Nikki did have a serious injury. She had a stress fracture in her shin, which can be both painful and, you know, career-ending, because if it were to get worse, she could break her shin fully.
Right.
Which you don't want. But she's been out at this stage 5 months with a stress fracture.
Right.
And I think they originally quoted, if I remember properly, from the first half of the season...
12 weeks.
Yeah, 12 weeks for her to recover.
It all depends when that was. Was that June, I believe?
That, well, if she's been out 5 months with it at this
I don't think she's been out 5 months. I think that's a little too... That doesn't seem right to me.
Well, it all depends on when she fractured it. Versus when they shot this, because this is right around Night of Champions, so this is
September,
and she fractured it
somewhere between May and June, I think.
So it would be right around for May. That would be 4 months.
Mm-hmm. If it was, see, I don't remember the timeline. Off the top of my head, I really couldn't tell you. But it's one of those where it's close.
It's right around 4 to 5 months.
I would think it's hitting 4 months at this point.
But still, that's longer than 12 weeks.
Right. It also said up to 12 weeks to heal. Doesn't mean getting back in the ring.
But so far, we're not even seeing her indicating that, you know...
And indicating wanting to get back in there, just yet.
Right. So, okay, so I found where they did an interview on July 26th, and she was 2 weeks into the 5 weeks on crutches. So she...
It happened in June, so we're right around 12 weeks.
So, yes, okay. But they're saying 5 months, I guess, for the airing of the show.
Yes.
So then that seems normal. And now we're back. We're back with Natty and TJ. TJ has a match. Natty's stressed. They're both upset about Gizmo. And there's TJ coming out. So Natty's happy to have TJ back on the road.
Now we're going to see if he's ready to go.
Hey, it is Bo Dallas!
Hey, it is Bo Dallas. I believe this is the dark match. Before the SmackDown tapings.
So don't stop believing, y'all.
Don't stop believing. So it's Bo Dallas, TJ, and Tyson Kidd, TJ Wilson, whatever you want to call him. So he's trying to get, you know, himself together, see if he, you know... First match back. Got a lot of rust. Trying to work it up, work it all out. And TJ wins with the sharpshooter. Typical Canadian?
Hashtag typical Canadian? I don't know.
Something like that. But TJ got his win in a dark match before SmackDown. Hey, it's Fandango.
There's Fandango. Bo Dallas is right next to them because there's the NXT title. Everybody's like trying not to get on camera. I love this.
Right?
We see Fandango, we basically see people, you know, bodies walking in front of the ring.
Yeah, they were all trying not to get on camera.
A Bray Wyatt!
There is a Bray Wyatt. How about that? No one caught that. None of the fangirls caught that one.
There's a Bray Wyatt in the background.
Uh-oh, better alert the fangirls. Bray Wyatt was on Total Divas because it is his favorite show.
It is! He was following Brian and Brie. That's it.
That's
totally what it was.
Totally. Totally. He was doing some scouting before the story. Yeah.
Yep. And now we see Natty and TJ backstage. They're upset. They're talking about Gizmo. And we are back in Tampa for the photo shoot. We see Trinity arriving. Everybody's excited. Everybody's happy. Miss Sandra!
Miss Sandra is there as her stylist for this one.
With the one piece, and she's just like, yeah, okay. And then she just hands her some. She's just like, put that one on instead.
Right.
And there's a mannequin in there that scared her.
There's a creepy mannequin in there, huh? Now she's getting all done up for the photo shoot.
And oh my, look at her.
Now she's, you know, the magazine person's meeting everybody.
Basically, you know, Sandra's showing her the one piece, and the editor's shooting the one piece down, basically saying, you know, we want to see what she's got.
We want to see her goodness.
And to be fair, she looks stunning.
She does. I love it. It's a generic. Here's a beach ball. Hold this. And here comes the Uso.
Uh oh, he's not going to be happy. And now he's asking Sandra, "Where's the one piece?" He's like, "Why is it on a hanger, not her?" And Sandra's like, you need to tone him down.
Sandra pushes her boobs together, and he's like,
did they just do that? Like, Sandra's telling her to push her boobs together, and John's like, no, pull apart.
Yeah, pretty much that's basically what happened.
It's amazing.
So now, see, these are hard transitions, but we're going to do our best. Now, TJ and Natty are meeting with the vet.
And now they're basically telling him about Gizmo's condition.
There's no real good treatment for it. This is a family member for them, and they're spending their last moments with Gizmo.
Yep. You know, they're getting pictures, they're saying goodbye, you know, they understand it's Gizmo's time. They're all very upset. You know, they're all very upset, rightfully so.
And now we're going through the process, and they're saying their final goodbyes to them. All right, so what we're going to do right here is basically tell you there's a lot of stuff going on. But let's go back to the photo shoot, all right?
Yes, let's go back to the photo shoot.
There was the moment between John and Sandra, which was tremendous.
Right?
It's like, wow. She's pushing her boobs, telling him, push the boobs together. He's like, no, no, no. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't show it off. No, it's mine. Don't do any of that.
I think, you know, I think John might have some jealousy issues, and now we see Nikki arriving. All the girls are getting together for lunch, it looks like.
Right before Night of Champions in Detroit.
And, you know, basically Natty tells them about Gizmo.
Hey, JoJo.
We're getting lots of JoJo in this episode. Yay!
Now she lets the girls in knowing that Gizmo has died. Oh, Nikki. Oh, Nikki.
And then we go from a very serious moment to Nikki, you know, basically telling Bree she needs to get her eyebrows trimmed. Mm-hmm.
Basically, if Nikki died, would you have to get me stuffed? Would you get me stuffed? Nah. Basically, she said, you know, basically, you work so hard, you know, then someone's on vacation. Now Nikki brings up the stress factors, and now they're getting into it.
Nikki's like, game on.
Game on, bitch. Oh, Nikki's saying she's a better athlete, and Bree's nervous.
Ouch.
Oh, have you forgot how to wrestle? Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo.
Oh, there's drama coming.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. Where do you want to begin?
I don't know. I don't know where to even start based on the clip that we just saw, but hey, we got a Bo Dallas and a Bray Wyatt.
And an
Eric Rowan.
And a guy, yeah.
Where the hell's Luke?
He's camera shy.
Apparently he's camera shy, yes.
I can't believe the fangirls didn't find Bray Wyatt on Total Divas.
Somebody missed it. Somebody's gonna catch it. I think they were more freaking out because I think Dean Ambrose was in this episode too.
Alright, anyway, the Bellas are having some issues. Brie is, you know, it seems like what the story is building to is Brie's very nervous about being on her own, and it's something she's not used to, and she believes Nikki is not focused on making a comeback to be with her.
Yeah, basically, they are a brand. They're the Bella twins, and so in order to be twins, you need two of them.
Right.
And so, because Nikki is out hurt at this stage, right at the 12-week mark doing the math, based on the research that we did in the earlier part of the show and the time frame, there is no indication that Nikki even wants to come back at this stage. You know, it seems like she's having an easier time valeting and then being at home with John, and that seems to be what she wants to do, as opposed to coming back and getting in the ring.
Right.
And so because of that, all of that really, Brie is starting to have issues with it because she's now being left on her own. And she's really, it's not so much that she's pissed at Nikki, it's she's feeling the pressure of being a singles competitor. The
right.
Bellas haven't necessarily had to feel that because they've always been a team. And now you have Brie on her own, and she's feeling the pressure of being a singles competitor. So now we're seeing what it's like to really be a singles competitor at the highest level for the females.
There's a lot of pressure because unlike the men's spots, there's only usually two spots for the divas on television. So if you're put in that top spot, there's a lot of pressure.
Exactly. So, and because of that, and obviously Nikki's lack of drive, because, you know, to be honest, Nikki does have a little bit of a lack of drive. She doesn't seem like she's really pushing to come back or really ready to come back. You know, she seems perfectly content to be at home with John and not do anything. And just hang out with John and really be, as, you know, Brie said, a housewife.
Right, she's trying to be, at the same time, John's going through an injury on his own, and he's trying to get back, and there's, you know, probably thoughts in her head about him as well. We're back in Detroit, as we see the girls and the guys and the crew get everything set up.
And, you know, Miss Sanders working on Trinity's gear, and we see Mark. And uh-oh, Trinity's getting called to the office.
Trinity compares going to talent relations like being in the principal's office. John is stepping in about the storyline.
Basically, John has gone behind her back and tried to kill the romance storyline between her. And now we see that apparently John has jealousy issues.
Mm-hmm. He's very controlling over his girl.
I wouldn't say controlling, I would say protective.
Protective, that
Protective's
word.
A better word.
Yeah, that's a better word.
And basically they're telling Trinity, it's like, you know, we can't have this. we can't advocate you to creative because, you know, basically if you're not available to do certain things, then certain other things may not come.
Right.
And Trinity's like, you know, I didn't know, he didn't talk to me about it, so now I'm going to go deal with it. Which means Jon Uso is a dead man.
Mm-hmm.
We see her getting her makeup did.
Hey, it's
and
a Brodus, it's a Brodus Clay.
And it's a Brodus Clay.
Brodus. Gotta step into the office.
You got an office?
How about that? It's a new perk.
And now she's having a talk with Brodus.
Brodus like, it's not real, it's business. And, well, yeah.
They know that. Jon Uso doesn't.
Brodus is like, and that almost cost you thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. No, it doesn't have the same ring.
No, it doesn't have the same ring. Yeah.
Brodus is saying you gotta tell Jon this is you, get out of your business. This is your business, not his.
Pretty much, yeah. And Trinity's like, you know, I'm done. I gotta say something. I can't let this roll off my back anymore. Now we see Brodus and Natty. We see Eva Marie and Nikki getting ready in their slutty Rainbow Bright outfits.
All right, Nia champions getting ready for Bree's, you know, the valet Bree for the match. Gotta keep it professional at work. It's because it's awkward with Bree right now.
Gotta keep it professional in a Rainbow Bright outfit. I love it.
Right?
And we see Bree in her matching outfit. You know, she and Natty are talking about how they're taped in. Because this is obviously, you know, right after Bree suffered an incident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nikki's getting a picture for Jon.
Of course she is.
And oh, here we go. It's about to go down.
We're going back to Trinity's office. And she confronts him as we go to break.
Oh, come on!
They do that. They throw out a tease right there, and it's like, boom! So there's more drama to come with the Bellas as well. So, where do you want to begin?
Well, I say we start with the biggest thing, which is Trinity and Jon. In particular, Jon going behind...
Her back.
Her back, and basically kiboshing her storyline involving her love interest. Which, is it the smartest of things to do?
No, it's not. It kind of explains why we haven't seen that in at all on television. He put the kibosh on it. Yeah, that's not cool, bro. Not cool. But I could see it from his perspective. It's not the right thing to do, but I can see his perspective on it.
It's something of, if you have a problem with it, that's when you go to her and you talk to her about it first. And you say, hey, I'm not necessarily comfortable with it. Is there something we can maybe go talk to creative about it? Or, you know, they have this conversation before he goes to Mark and Jane and creative and basically says, I'm not cool with this. I'm not going to let her do it. Because that's something more than that costs her money, and it costs her a storyline. That could cost her her job.
Right.
WWE is very hardcore, very harsh, and if you're not willing to play their game, they'll get rid of you.
The infamous line when it comes to WWE and releasing talent is, creative had nothing for you.
Pretty much, yeah.
So if you're not giving creative the chance to give you anything... Your time in World Wrestling Entertainment can be cut short just like that.
Right, and also is something of if you're marked as a problem child or difficult to work with or you have behavioral issues, at least at certain levels, you can also be let go or also be left out of storylines or forgotten.
Correct.
And they also like to do a thing of punishing people as well.
Yes, 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 they do.
So it's something of this could be a very, very, very bad situation for Trinity and John, where it could affect them both, and in that case, Arion and Jay would be affected too.
Which we'll get into here in a little bit, as we're back at Night of Champions.
And here we go! The fisticuffs are about to happen.
Oh! Basically, you know, she wants him to support her, not, you know, go behind her back and you know, bring her down.
And basically, he's concerned about her kissing somebody else and it getting real. And he basically is worried that she's going to fall in love with somebody else and leave him. And now he's basically like, why isn't it me? Why is it somebody else?
She's calling him selfish, not thinking about her, only thinking about himself. Ooh. She basically walked away and said, don't worry about me no more.
Pretty much. Oh, dear. We're having problems, but now we are live at Night of Champions. Well, not live, taped live. But they were live when they taped it.
This was live at some point.
Yeah, and there we see JoJo. She's complimenting on them on their outfits.
Hey, they've been listening to us. Our Where's JoJo campaign has worked. She's on the show.
And, oh! Mark's pulling Nikki and Eva into the office. We see Sandra.
They're all like, what? Huh? What's going on?
And now all the girls, all the valets have been pulled.
Huh, interesting.
Including Bree.
They're like, you know, they want them all solo. All the valets were pulled.
And that's not good for Nikki.
Nikki's not happy about it, no.
Well, it's something of, you know, as we know, Brie is the stronger wrestler, and, well, what does that do for Nikki? Because now Nikki's going to have to go through that same process and prove herself just like Brie has.
Ooh, we're getting more drama coming. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. But let's get into the other drama of Trinity and John, because that continued, and, well, he definitely has issues.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Where he's dealing with jealousy, he doesn't... You know, basically, he wanted to know why it wasn't him in the romance storyline with her, and basically she's trying to explain it doesn't fit... It doesn't work. We're not together on TV. It's not going to work. You know, and it's like, that's true.
Right.
You know, she sees it strictly from the business perspective, whereas John is seeing this as a personal thing. He's taking this personally.
Correct.
And his main concern is, you know, the point where it could get real.
Because it's happened before.
Yes, it's happened before. We've seen it with multiple people, not just John and Trinity, where, you know, you work with somebody and you fall in love with them and you end up together. And it happens. And, you know, his concerns are completely founded. I mean, I don't blame him at all. Where I find fault is, again, he went behind her back.
Correct.
All he had to do was go and talk to her about this. All he had to do was say, hey, I'm not cool with this. can we work something out with this? Because I'm pretty sure, you know, it's something of whomever you're working with for a romantic storyline doesn't mean you're sticking each other's, you know, your tongue down each other's throat all the time.
Because with the current WWE product, no, because that's not the product. If you look at Dolph and AJ, they never really did much of that, and they were as couple-y as they can get on TV these days.
When they kissed, they did kiss, to be fair.
They did, but they didn't. If you remember back in the Attitude Era and the era after that, they really went at it on TV. They don't do that now.
No, I mean, the most we saw of AJ and Dolph was, you know, them sticking their tongues down each other's throats. But that happened once.
Right, and it wasn't a very long thing. Used to be there would be full makeout sessions on television.
Right, this is something of, you know, creative basically comes up with a storyline, and we say, okay, Trinity and, I don't know, Xavier Woods. She's working with Xavier Woods.
Right.
You know, we're going to put you guys in a romance storyline. You guys are going to, you know, either fall in love with each other and start dating on TV, or you're going to be dating on TV, and you're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. They leave all the rest of it up to you.
Correct. And here we go. We're back at Night of Champions as Natty is heading to the ring for her part in the title match. It's a four-way. Natty, Brie, Trinity, and, of course, the Divas Champion, AJ Lee.
Go, AJ! Sorry.
As she skips to the ring.
The amount of care she has, none.
Right?
That's exactly what that face says.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Nikki and Eva and Arianne and JoJo all watching the match backstage. Nikki's really concerned.
Nikki is now like, Nikki's wondering what the hell's going to go on with her career. Because she's now finally, first time probably in her career, she's been pulled from television. She's not happy about it. I love that they cut it where she totally missed. Tremendous. There's the double sharpshooter that never ever happened in the past, but it has. And there's the Black Widow on Natty, and Natty, the only person to not slap AJ in the butt when tapping out was Natty.
Just shot it for TV.
Just pointing that one out.
And now we see the sisters backstage with their mom. And Nikki's basically, you know, complimenting her and being nice and trying to kiss and make up.
Right. Nikki's saying she's very proud of Brie and how she's doing very amazing and how she's doing very well on her own. You can be Brie Bella and not just the Bella twin. And she admits she wants to be a Bella twin, but she admits she's very much a badass right now.
Does she seriously have to play with her boobs every 5 minutes?
Yes. Yes, she does. And now she's playing with Bree's boobs. So she's not playing with her own, she's playing with Bree's. And now we're back to more of her boobs.
Okay, that's TMI. I did not need to know that about their mom. Really didn't need to know that.
No. But hey, what can you do?
And now we're backstage. John's waiting for Trinity. He's being all nice. Ooh.
She's basically saying she's riding with someone else tonight.
And he's like, who?
Who you riding with? Who you riding with? Now he's apologizing. She's not believing it. And she's giving him the look. Uh. She gave him the look. If you don't know what that look is, when a girl stares you down.
Basically stares a hole into you. Yeah.
It's the look.
It's the look. Every girl's giving it to a guy. You know what it is.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, she's not happy and he's in trouble.
He's in the proverbial doghouse, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, it's to the point that she don't even want to be in the same car with him. She's riding with somebody else. That says a lot.
It does.
I mean, good night. So yeah, we'll have to see if John makes up for it after the break. But yeah, so we'll have to see if Nikki's concerns are founded because, well, they want Bree. It seems they want Bree solo, and Nikki's worried because, well, Bree's doing really well, but at the same time, she's happy for her.
Mm-hmm. She's very happy for her sister, and she should be.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Bree did very well when she was on her own. She's still doing well. She's still doing tremendously. You know, it's awesome to see Bree be able to shine like she has. Because you get to see all the hard work she's put in as far as learning how to wrestle.
She has, we say this on the rack, we say this on every show we do, Bree Bella has improved greatly from where she was even just 6 months ago.
Oh, absolutely.
You could see that Daniel Bryan has had a hell of an influence on her since she's made her return.
Absolutely. 100% agree with that. She has put in, you know, she's putting in the ring time. She's really learning and developing herself as a wrestler. And she's really developing herself as an individual, too, which is something that I'm not sure if we've talked about on this show or on the rack. But I know that we did have the conversation of, well, what happens when either Bray or Nikki want to pursue their own individual identity as opposed to being a Bella twin.
Right.
And now we've seen that over the last few months with Bree, where she's been kind of forced to develop that identity really without Nikki.
Right. We Nikki's been by her side, but it's been Bree in a ring trying to prove who she is. And we're back. We're back in the parking lot. The stairs happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. She's having none of his crap right now. He's apologizing. She's talking about, you know, you doing that takes away stuff from her, and she's not happy about it. And he's admitting that he gets jealous. He's talking about his insecurities. She's scared she may find someone else. And a Snow White storyline where she might just fall in love.
She's like, seriously?
She's calling him ridiculous. He feels like he's not enough for her. That's why he's been being tripping and all that stuff.
But, you know, she has enough confidence in their love that if the tables were turned, she would be okay with him working with another girl. Because, you know, she hooked up with him and he was broke and he didn't have anything. And she was broke and she didn't have anything. So, you know, it's not the money. It's got to be something else.
Right. And now he's apologizing some more.
And basically, she accepts his apology.
And now they're riding together.
They make up, and he's driving, and now she's giving him all the luggage.
I just love that they're standing in front of everyone's buses, and they're going to a car.
Right?
Luggage. She called him luggage boy.
Well, he's got all the bags, and he's struggling with all the bags.
Right. Now, 1 week later, at Natty and TJ's house. TJ has a surprise for Natty.
And it's a little kitten. That looks like Gizmo.
It's, yeah. So he's introducing a new cat into the family. So they've all been sad, so bringing a new cat into the life. To bring some joyfulness, the happiness back into their lives. And you can see a big smile on Natty's face.
Yeah, she's very happy, and now we see the kitten. And to be fair, the kitten is very cute.
It is a cute kitten. Now they're gonna have fun with the new kitty. And the kitty's named Louie.
King Louie. And now she's dressing up the cat.
Not even here 5 minutes and already dressing up the cat.
Cat's trying to get the thing off.
Yeah, the cat's having no part of it. They have a little boy now.
And now we get the preview for the finale. My god, stuff's gonna go down.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be plenty of stuff going down next week on the season finale of Total Divas. Let's just say Eva Marie has family issues, Natty's going to get drunk.
And apparently call Stephanie McMahon. And Brie and Brian are gonna get engaged. And Nikki and John are gonna have problems.
Uh-huh. And that's where it cuts off right there. So. Alright. So, how do you want to wrap this show up with?
It's good to see that John and Trinity made up. It's good to see that apparently he has learned his lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm sure that won't happen again. But, you know, obviously it did potentially hurt her because we haven't seen that storyline come out yet. But that could be something that maybe they're going to use building towards Mania, because we're at least seeing a rift in the Funkadactyls, or with Brodus Clay and the Funkadactyls a little bit.
Yes.
So that could be that storyline, we don't know. You know, obviously Natty and TJ, we send our condolences.
Yes, we do, but when one life comes to an end, another life is born, and they have a brand new kitty, King Louie, that they're going to treasure and love.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of King Louie on Total Divas.
There you go.
And let's see, what else did we learn on this episode?
Nikki and her issues, getting back into the ring, jealousy of Brie, and they made up. But, you know, always between sisters, there's always jealousy.
Well, I'm not sure if it's jealousy or if it's worry. The thing with Nikki is that she's right. You know, it's if you're out too long, you can be forgotten, and it's something of one minute you can be on top, and the next minute you can be done. And WWE is a machine, and it is all about making money. And so if it's something that they see money in Brie, more money in Brie as a solo, I should say, rather than Brie and Nikki as a pair, then that leaves Nikki in the lurch.
Correct.
Because then all of a sudden, Nikki's got to find a way to make herself marketable, which she hasn't necessarily had to do, and neither has Brie, because they've always been as a pair.
Right.
So it's something of, well, you know, we know Nikki has been putting in the ring time. We don't know, I don't think she's been putting in as much as Brie.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know she's been putting in ring time, but it's something of what does Nikki's then going to have to step up her game as far as being in the ring and being a marketable character for the WWE, or, well, they could leave her behind. She could, you know, they could even let her go.
They could.
And just keep Brie. And think how awkward that would be.
That would be very awkward.
because it's obviously, you know, something they see something in Brie, which absolutely they deserve to see. You know, she deserves, I should say, just for them to see something in her, because she's busted her butt and it shows. You know, like we said earlier, she's done wonders as far as improving herself ring-wise and character-wise.
Oh, she has, completely.
But I guess we'll have to wait and see.
We will have to wait and see. And thanks to the folks at E, we got some previews to get through. Not one, not two, but three clips.
Ooh.
They're very generous this week, as it is the season finale. Told it was next week.
So sad.
I know, right? It's like, aww. Show's ending for a while. But they'll be back. Don't worry. Season 2 is around the corner. So now we're going to our first clip of the evening. Thanks to, once again, E. And it features Eva Marie.
So, Jonathan, what's that ring stand for in your nose?
Ooh. You don't like it?
Well, you know what? I'm not much into... No, I don't like it.
What's the significance of the ink?
I'm half Lebanese, half Irish. So here it says Eva in Arabic. You can't see
really?
It here.
Hold on
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let's back to just a moment here. Did you just say you have my sister's name tattooed on your arm?
Absolutely.
Well, that's kind of heavy.
That's a right there.
Especially when it tattoos forever.
Let's just pluck the elephant out of the room real quick.
Come on, girl. Give me some love.
Well, obviously, you mean something to my sister. That means you mean something to us for the moment.
I'm 100% serious about Eva. Unbelievably serious about her. And, like, I get that it's weird to have some guy that you never met. Just at your dinner table.
You know what's weird? Sitting across the table from someone without a shirt on.
My family is giving Jonathan such a hard time tonight.
I think it's time to go in the living room.
I think I need some dessert.
Lord!
I feel so bad for him. We're gonna definitely wait until tomorrow to break the news about our engagement.
This is why we work every day. To enjoy good times like this, huh?
Oh, that's a little bit of a cold shoulder if I've ever seen one.
Right. So yeah, that was. Yeah. So Eva brings the man home to meet the family.
Yeah, you know, it's something of. They're all dressed for dinner, and he's not, so I could see where they would have a problem with that. You know, basically telling them, I have your daughter/sister's name tattooed on me in Arabic at the first meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the smartest thing to do. You could just say it's Arabic and it means something special.
But no, we throw out the name Eva, and, well, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, she comes from a very traditional family. You can tell. She comes from a very traditional, protective family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's gonna get interesting.
That is going to get interesting. Now we move on to clip number two. As we talked about, the engagement happens. Here's a little bit after the engagement. Take a listen.
Like in a fairy tale. It happened so fast and like...
Wait, if you're going to tell the story, you got to tell it to everybody.
I know.
My family hasn't heard
it. I was saying it was so cute because it went so fast, but he was so nervous.
I was so nervous.
Aww. It was just so cute because he wasn't that nervous for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Brian approached me a while ago about him wanting to propose to Brie.
So here's the deal. I'm going to be proposing to Brie.
What? No.
Yeah.
Seriously?
This is what I need your help with.
Okay.
I'd like to have it a surprise engagement party. We have to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, I won't say anything. I knew all along that Brian was going to do this. They seriously made the most perfect couple. I'm just so happy they found each other.
I'd just like to make a toast
to
everybody here. Thank you for coming. This is the joining of our two families.
Yes.
I'm just so thrilled that all of you could be here.
Touching moment.
Aww.
It's not much to say. It was a touching moment.
Although, you noticed who wasn't with Nikki.
Yeah.
It's a joyous family moment, and John doesn't go. Kind of interesting, you know, especially seeing as it's Brian and Bree celebrating their happy moment of getting engaged. You know, obviously they're both over the moon about it, which is adorable.
Again, we don't know the backstory why he wasn't there, but it's interesting.
We don't, you're right, we don't, but well, I think maybe that leads us to our next clip and last clip.
Yes, it does. Take a listen to this.
I want to know that there's going to be a chance that there could be one day that it is Mr. and Mrs. Cena, or there might be a chance that one day we do have a kid. I know this is going to probably be a tough conversation, but I got to just voice myself. I got to just tell him how I feel.
I had a fun trip.
What happened on this trip?
Nothing. I was just...
Nothing happened.
No, I'm just hanging out with my friends and my family. I've been thinking about a lot of things. They kind of made me realize, like, I do want to be a mom. I feel like I'd be missing out.
I'm gonna choose my words carefully. I can't give you that.
Well, we know he tells her, based on previews from earlier in the season, that he doesn't want to get married again, he doesn't want to have children.
But he said the words, I can't give you that. What he says after that, we don't know, because that's called a tease in the business.
Yes, but he can't give her that. You know, God, I hope it's not physical. that would kill the fan base, but it would. I'm sorry, it would. I'm speaking for the fangirls. If it ends up being physical, his fan base, the female side of it, is going to collectively die.
Yeah.
Is it something that he emotionally can't do that? He mentally can't? I mean, is it something of he's just not ready for it? Or, as he tells her at some point, he just doesn't want it?
That's the million-dollar question.
And, you know, or is it he doesn't want it with her?
I guess, as the saying goes, we'll find out next week on Total Divas.
Curse you, E! Curse you and your teases! Sorry, I just had to say that. So, well, I guess that you guys and, well, we'll all have to get together next week, same bat time, same bat channel, for episode 15 of Total Divas, the season finale, where I have a hunch fireworks are going to explode.
I bet we're left on a cliffhanger.
Too many shows do that. It breaks my heart. I can't stand this.
Fairy tales, I'm telling you, they all leave you on a cliffhanger. Yep.
Absolutely. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode of The Rack Extra. Once again, you were listening to episode 14. Tune in next week for episode 15, the season finale. We'll have all the info, all the dirt on that episode. But until then, we're going to say goodbye. So, bye!